home for over 7 decades of great music, Z103.com. And time for episode number 8 of the Basics of Economic Development. Mark Wickersham is in the house.
In the house. Good morning.
Good morning.
Today I want to talk about these, what I call the Zacher Report.
Okay.
You may remember last summer, we were fortunate to host Steve Zacher of the Zacher Company as one of our special guests to the show.
I do remember that.
Yeah. Each year, the Zacher Company releases an annual report on the industrial building and site market in Northeast Indiana. And their 2024 summary and 2025 forecast reports were published on January 30th. And I want to spend a little bit of time today kind of talking about the highlights and the findings, because it's a very interesting snapshot of the industrial property situation in Northeast Indiana. And now, I want to do a couple of footnotes or disclosures. We're not talking about occupancy or vacancy rates or absorption rates. We're just talking about how much is there, how many buildings, what's their square footage in each county, and that kind of thing. And simply by the total amount of square footage, Huntington County ranks third in Northeast Indiana for the largest amount of square footage in the industrial sector, trailing Allen County, of course, and DeKalb County. So Steve's report shows us that Huntington County has 8,359,960 square feet that's being used for industrial purposes. And that reflects 6.9% of all of Northeast Indiana's total, which is over 121 million square feet. It's really encouraging and good to know. So in 2025, his forecast, it's like for the second year in a row, the demand has been a little bit slow, but it's because the square footage numbers and the absorption rates and the increased space, all of it's been changing. So in 2024, there was almost 2.7 million square feet of new industrial space built in the Northeast Indiana area, and it was the seventh consecutive year that number topped 2 million square feet. Sale prices were steady. They were driven by owner or user demand rather than speculation or subletting. Lease rates, as such, were stable in the region, somewhat rising a little bit, but not a lot. To the extent it was rising, it was because construction costs continued to increase. There also were a few more what are known as second-generation buildings that became available, which are buildings where an owner or an occupant vacates. They either build something new for themselves or move to another location or scale back operations, as the case sometimes is. And that leaves an existing building or what's known as a second-generation building. Their forecast that Steve projects is that he believes that interest rates are going to stabilize, and that will have an impact on the discussion, and probably will stabilize not quite as low as the construction industry would like. But Northeast Indiana will be positively impacted by a pickup in domestic manufacturing. Our primary competition as a state for industrial square footage is going to continue to be Ohio, who is remaining very, very aggressive in how they do economic development. And generally speaking, there's going to, in his forecast, and I've seen this at the local level on my RFIs, as they're called, requests for information for projects, there's going to continue to be a demand for smaller spaces, 20,000 square feet to 50,000 square feet. And as such, you know, the day of the mega project, as they've been called, is slowing down. Now, I also want to share some notes from Steve. If I can get to the page here, sorry.
Always fun when the pages stick together.
Yeah. Okay. So this is about Steve's methodology for gathering the data in the first place.
Okay.
The Zacher Company market survey reports are a compilation of data from a number of sources. Data is reviewed annually and adjusted due to circumstances in the market, such as new construction and demolition. Vacancy square footage is compiled from a combination of online data, et cetera, and he's, you know, the brokers in his office are involved in the creation of the report, and they get the most accurate information they can. The Northeast Indiana industrial real estate market, in their methodology, is in essence the regional partnership counties minus Kosciuszko. So it's Adams, Allen, DeKalb, Huntington, LaGrange, Noble, Steuben, Wabash, Wells, and Whitley counties. And the survey includes space projected to be vacant in the first quarter of 2025, does not include industrial announcements or expansions that are anticipated or projected to be occupied after the first quarter of 2025. That's probably enough disclosures, right?
Wearing people out. I mean, but it's valuable information to know. And it probably helps people understand a little better just all the fine-tuning that goes into something.
Absolutely. And Steve is really, really professional about how he collects the data. But the data that we use on a regular basis, okay, on page 4, which the listeners don't have access to, but he goes through average market pricing numbers. And so one column is, you know, how large is the existing building? So prices that are per square foot in a vacant building and what those range based on size. And so it's like if you're looking at a vacant building, which there aren't that many, if they're more than 250,000 square feet, you're basically looking at a sales price of $33 to $38 a square foot. Or in bigger terms, it's like $8.25 million to buy a building that's more than 250,000 square feet.
Wow.
Now, if you're building it from scratch and building new construction, that price goes to $85 a square foot. If you're doing a lease, the triple net lease rates, as they're called, range up to $350 a square foot for that type of building. And if you're leasing a brand newly constructed building, those rates can go up to $6 a square foot. More realistically, if you're looking at a building that's size between 60,000 and 100,000 square feet, that's priced differently, and it's about $3 million to buy an existing building. It's about $95 a square foot to build it. You can lease an existing building for around 4.25 a square foot and so forth. So he's got really good data on existing buildings. Then he has a section on acreage, and he distinguishes between improved industrial sites, like we have at River Fork West, mm-hmm. versus unimproved industrial sites, like you would have if you're selling farmland to be converted to industrial use.
Uh-huh.
So generally speaking, improved sites range up to $38,700 an acre, depending on location and amenity. Unimproved sites range up to $17,200 an acre,
ooh,
depending on location.
And it makes sense.
So, and then, you know, the Markle, Indiana, Markle Industrial Park spec building on Asher Drive still has 200,000 square feet available. That's the largest spec building unit that's still on the market. There's a similar one in Bluffton, 150,000 square foot one in Fort Wayne, and another out by GM that's the same size. So we're really competitive in the industrial space world, and it's just fun to look through a lot of details on the Zacher report to see those details.
Now, is that report available for anyone to peruse, or are there certain parts that, for reasons of non-disclosure, may not be available? Or how does that work?
If you go to the Zacher Company's website, at thezackercompany.com and go into their navigation button that says Insights. It'll take you to the reports.
Wow. So anyone that has some internet savvy can look that up and read it for themselves. It sounds like a very interesting and very informative read, actually.
And written in a way that everybody can understand. It's not complicated to read.
He follows the KISS philosophy since last week was Valentine's Day.
There you go. All right. You know, with that, I would probably ought to wrap it up for the day.
No more kissing going on in here. Cut
That's
it
right.
out. All right. Hey, Mark, thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
And we'll see you back here next week. All righty, back into the music right here on C103.com.